Good morning, it's the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Got some situations for you, just tell me what happened next. Chappers, come in here.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's probably finding some, like, breaking sports news about something or other. Hi.
Sorry, it's alright. Just...
Welcome.
Just have Kevin Peters some business to attend to.
Oh, really? Is it all going off?
Well, no, he arrived back about half an hour ago, so...
Oh, good.
Via a back entrance at Heathrow.
Oh.
Surrounded by police.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. More on this at 8:30, I presume.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got some situations. You just tell me what happened next. Let me know how you do today yourself on 81199. You ready, Becky? You asleep?
No.
Okay, good.
It's just my eyes.
All right, go. Let's do it.
Ow. What's occurring?
Now, Joey was saying earlier about excuses to get off the phone. Mm. I normally say, hang on, there's someone at the door. And we were saying about my friend, who I've not spoken to because I've been a bit rubbish for about a year and a half. I called her the other day. She eventually answered and said, "Sorry, hun, I'm a bit busy with the baby at the moment." Now, I wasn't even aware that there was a baby, and therefore I thought she might be making it up. Even though now I can see that there is a baby because some other people have texted me saying that it's true. Anywho, yesterday we went out to the streets of Great Britain and we asked a total of... 13 people, what excuses they use when they just want to get off the phone to somebody. My question to you is, what was the most common answer, Becky?
I've got to go to the loo. What was that? Are you burping, Mark?
No, that was the one I was going to say, but it's
all right. So Becky says, most common excuse would be, I've got to go to the loo to try and get off the phone to somebody. Chappers?
There's somebody at the door.
Which is my one. I use that a lot.
Well, where you lead, Scott, I follow.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the good people of Great Britain, but what excuses do they use to get off the phone?
Have you had a phone call from somebody that you really didn't want to talk to?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend the other day.
Did you think of an excuse, or what did you say?
I said that I had to put my cat down.
And how did you get rid of them?
Well, I sneezed, and then I said I headbutted the door, so I didn't have to talk to her.
You've actually done that?
Yeah, I have.
But did you really sneeze?
Yeah, I sneezed, and then I sort of, like, banged the door and made it pretend I hit the head.
I said I was on the loo, and that I couldn't talk because there were, like, awkward noises, so...
I've said that I'm on the loo, so they kind of hang up because they don't like it.
So you'd make up an excuse to get them off the phone, and what would that excuse be, do you reckon, if you were in that situation?
I've had a death in the family. I have to go.
God.
Ever had a phone call from somebody that you really, really didn't want to speak to?
Yes.
And, like, you wanted to get them off the line, but you didn't want to be rude, so you've thought of a stupid excuse to put the phone down?
Yep.
Do you remember what that excuse was?
I've lost my phone. Even though I was on the phone.
Ran in a bar. Or you could do, like, the little, like, when you go... and pretend it's, like, you're putting the phone's running, and, like, no signal. I can't hear you. Can you ring me back later?
What would be your excuse to get her off the phone? What would you think of off the top of your head there and then?
Like something happened. Like, I don't know, I had to, like, something. Or something like that.
Right.
And what would you say?
I'd probably say I'm on the toilet.
But what if you were nowhere near a toilet?
If you were near some taps, you could pretend you could turn on the tap.
Oh, I've done that.
My mum was pregnant, I had to help her up the stairs.
I'd say that I had to help my dog because he's just having a heart attack or something.
So you need to think of an excuse. Have you done that?
Done that, yeah.
What was your excuse?
I need to go to the toilet. No, I just said, got to go. Got to go to the toilet.
My battery's about to die. Hello? Sorry, what? I can't hear. Sorry, I really can't. Sorry, beep.
I'd really fall for that.
I would.
She was good, though. That was good acting, that last bit.
I'd believe her.
Sound effects and everything.
She should be in Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd believe this girl so much, though, if she said this to me.
Like, something happened. Like, I don't know, I had to, like, something. Or something like that.
Right, good.
Yeah. Awesome. She sounds a bit like one of your impressions.
Yeah.
Oh! What's occurring?
Most popular answer was on the loo.
Yeah.
Becky gets the point, but only because she said it first. Because that was going to be your answer,
too. It was, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well done, Becky.
Thanks.
Well done, Becky. Now, you know Pippa, who works in our office upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, she's lovely, isn't she?
Very nice.
She is nice.
Do anything for anybody.
She's really nice. No, but she's really... She's helpful.
Have you got something to tell us?
No, I'm just saying she's helpful.
Do you fancy Pippa? A little bit?
A little bit. She's just such a lovely person. She'll do anything for you, and therefore that makes her a little bit gullible. like myself. Because she's so nice, she never questions anything, does she?
No, she never
She'll do
does.
Anything to help. She's very good at her job as well. The bosses are listening. Like, do you remember that time a while ago we called her up on her mobile, telling her that she'd left her phone in the studio, even though she was on it at the time?
Hello?
Pip, it's Scott.
Scott, oh, hello, love.
Hello. You've left your phone in the studio. What should I do?
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll come and get it. Where are you? I too?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pop down. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, bless her.
Right, we shouldn't laugh, really.
But yesterday, we thought we'd see how gullible she was again, lovely Pippa. So we got producer Stewie, who works on Sarah Cox's show, to call up Pippa and ask her for a bit of a favour. Now, producer Stewie said that someone on his show was coming in, and it was a new dental expert, and that he was in the sandwich shop over the road from Radio 1. Would she go and look for him because he was due to be on air? Okay? Here's my question to you. How long would Pippa, lovely gullible Pippa, be looking for Sarah Cox's new dental expert on the show called Phil McCavity?
Oh, you can't do this to her. Oh, this is horrible. Poor Pip.
Becky.
5 minutes.
Oh.
No, she'd keep looking for him until she found him. Nah.
This is the new dental expert, Phil McCavity. What do you think, Chappers?
No.
The thing is, as well, is that Stewie is like, Stewie wouldn't ask anything of you unless he absolutely needed it. So she's probably gonna.
You don't know Stewie that well.
She's gonna believe. He's quite trustworthy, is what I'm saying. She's not gonna do a prank.
No, that's right. She would believe him, yes. Mm.
I'm going to say, no, a minute. She's not going to fall for it. Okay. A minute.
So Becky says 5 minutes. Chappa says 1 minute. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's lovely Pippa, who works in our lovely office upstairs at lovely Radio 1, looking for Sarah Cox's new dental expert on the show, Phil McCavity.
Hello,
is that Pippa?
Yes.
Pippa, it's Stewie downstairs in the studio. Sorry to call you.
Just
wondered if you could do us a little favour, really, because you're, like, the most helpful person in the office and all that.
Of course.
Yeah, of course you are. I've just got to record a pilot with, like, one of our new experts.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he's got to, and he's kind of gone missing. I just wondered if you could have a little look for him for us.
Yeah, what is he? Who is he?
Sorry, he's like our new health kind of expert. He's like does dentistry and looking good and all of that kind of thing. And
okay.
His people just said he's getting a sandwich from nearby Radio 1. So
oh,
I think
okay.
he might be in the Clippy. Would you mind running out? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. What's his name?
His name's Phil McCavity.
Phil McCavity?
Yeah.
What's he look like, roughly?
Well, I don't know. I've never kind of seen him. So
right, I'll just find someone random.
I'll stay on the phone line. Is that all right? Well, you do it. Sorry about
that's
this.
Okay,
I just
fine.
Need to
yeah.
know where he is because we've got to
that's
kind
fine.
Of get it recorded.
That's fine. Stuff. I'm just going to run outside right now.
I think it's probably the Clippy just over the road from Radio 1.
Like,
is there? Are you there?
Hang on. Here we go.
Brilliant. Is there anyone in there that might, like, look back in? Thanks, Pippa. You're so helpful.
Now, someone who looks like a Phil McCavity.
I don't know what he looks like, but I don't know. Would you mind just asking a couple of people if they're Phil?
Okay, I'll ask this one first. Are you called Phil?
Phil McCavity.
Okay, but it's not him. hang on, I'll just check this one over here. One moment.
Yeah, just ask him if he's Phil McCavity.
Excuse me, guys. I wanted you guys. Are you called Phil McCavity? We're here on Radio 1 in a bit. Okay, not to worry. Wait, no, it's not him either.
No, I don't know where he is.
No, he's not in here,
No one's called Phil McCavity.
No, there's a guy in a puffer jacket, but I don't think it'll be him, so I haven't asked.
No, he doesn't probably look like a dentist, does he?
Could
you do
yeah,
me, sorry.
Could you do me,
yeah, would you mind popping round to Adam's for me? Sorry,
Adam.
Pippa.
That's all right, don't worry. Okay, here we go.
Sorry, I'm such a pain.
No, please,
old or young or anything?
Well, he's fairly young.
Let me ask this man over here.
Ask him if he's Phil McCavity.
Excuse me? Are you called Phil McCavity by any chance? Are you called Phil by any chance? No, okay, don't worry.
No.
No, it's not in Adams, no definitely.
Phil McCavity's not in Adams.
It's not.
I don't know where else you could try.
Are you... You're not playing some sort of Scott Mills prank on me, are you?
Oh,
no. You're kidding.
Oh, no. It was 1 minute 35 she was looking for Phil McCavity. Who gets that point?
I get that.
Yes, well done. So it's 1 all on Oh, What's Occurring Today. Love you, Pippa.
Excuse me. Are you called Phil McCavity? Why not? I love you, Phil, by any chance.